May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn number 675. Come boldly to a throne of grace, ye wretched sinners, come, and lay your load at Jesus' feet, and plead what he has done. Hymn 675.
Shall we read together this evening from the Gospel of Luke, Gospel of Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12, reading to the end of verse 40. Luke chapter 12. In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trode one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples first of all, Beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in the closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more than they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sowed for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. And whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But unto him that blasphemeth against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven. And when they bring you unto the synagogues, and unto magistrates and powers, take ye no thought of how or what thing ye shall answer, or what ye shall say. For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow, they toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you, that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that ye have, and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself, and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word.
Hymn 396. Could the creatures help or ease us, seldom should we think of prayer. Few, if any, come to Jesus, till reduced to self-despair. Long we either slight or doubt him, but when all the means we try prove we cannot do without him, then at last to him we cry. Hymn 396.
Lord, help us now to come before him in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, thou seest us gathered here this night. Lord, thou knowest all about us. Thou knowest how we have come. And, O Lord, we do pray. Oh, that thou wilt look down upon us for the good of our never-dying souls. We pray, O Lord, that we are gathered in thy name, for thou hast promised to be in the midst of such. And we would pray for thy felt presence, Lord Jesus. Oh, that thou wilt draw near to us each, that thou might shine as that light in darkness, that we might know in our never-dying souls the warmth of the Son of Righteousness. Oh, that to melt us, that to melt the hardness that is in us. So we pray by thy power, O Holy Spirit, that thou wilt make known unto us a precious Jesus. For one hath declared that none but Jesus can do helpless sinners good. We do pray, O Lord, that thou wilt do us good this night as we are gathered together in thy name. And as we are gathered, O Lord, we would pray that thou wilt put thine arm about us. Keep us from those things that would disturb us outwardly, but oh, much more those things that would disturb us inwardly. Our wandering thoughts, our wandering minds. O Lord, the enemies within. Self, Lord, that would pity itself, and the enemy of souls, with all those insinuations. O Lord, might thou, Lord, keep us, O Lord, lift up our eyes up unto thee, deliver us, O Lord, from those enemies within. Grant our eye of faith to look up unto thee. For thy word declares of thee, for he it is that will tread down thine enemies. And so we pray, O Lord, that thou wilt appear. Put thine arm about us. Keep us from disturbance without and within. And as we come now, Lord, to thy word, O might thou be that help and strength that we need. So much need, Lord, whether pulpit, desk or pew. We cannot put one word with another, Lord, except thou dost be that help and strength that we need. And as, Lord, thy word is set forth, might it fall into hearts prepared of thee. O Lord, O Holy Spirit, work in our midst, were in our souls. Let down that for good to those that wait upon thee. And O Lord, any that sit unconcerned in these things, might there be a bringing into concern. O Lord, we would pray indeed that souls might yet be born again. Oh, that there might yet be those, even in this place and in the little causes of truth that we love and our own cause, those yet to be brought from darkness unto light. Oh, Lord, that we might, Lord, be witness of that remnant, even in our generation, according to the election of grace. Those, O Lord, loved of thee. And thou knowest, Lord, how we each have come. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt come to each where we are. O Lord, might there be that known in our souls of that peace that passeth all understanding. Help us, Lord, from the youngest to the eldest, grant that needed help and strength. For we are mindful, O Lord, that each of us gathered are nearer eternity than that time we gathered this morning. And we have read of thy word, of that needfulness to be ready. And O Lord, might there be that ringing out of that prayer, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. The Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. O Lord, all our times are in thy hand. That time of our birth appointed of thee, and that time of our death, except thou come that second time, appointed of thee. O Lord, search us out in these things. Search us out, O Lord, we pray. Leave us, Lord, leave us not to lean upon any save thee, Lord Jesus. For there is no other name under heaven by which men, women, children must be saved. Search us out, O Lord. We would tremble at that prayer, O Lord, for thy searching out, to see if there be any falsehood, wicked way, deceit in us. O Lord, so we pray for thee to appear, for thee to work in the midst, even this night. We would pray for those in the responsibility of this place, that there might be the upholding of their arms, and that thou wilt hear those prayers that go up for the salvation of souls, for the good of the people. And oh, we would specially pray for the young, for the children and the young people as they grow up in this age of much to draw away and attract, that there might be that keeping of them. And as those that, Lord, come to that time of life and the responsibility of children, might there be all needed help and strength given to walk in the fear of thy name. O Lord, to walk according to thy precepts. So help us, Lord, be with thy servants where they labour this night throughout our land and in other lands also. And O Lord, at the end of their labours, take them in safety, put thine arm about, and keep from the enemy. O Lord, own and bless the preaching of thy word, that standing in thy name, where'er it is set forth even this night, as we would ask all for thy dear name's sake, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Hymn number 806, the first part. Christ is the friend of sinners, be that forgotten never. A wounded soul and not a whole becomes a true believer. To see sin smarts but slightly, to own with lip confession is easier still. But oh, to feel cuts deep beyond expression. Hymn 806, the first part.
Thank you.
the Lord might help us this night, I would direct your thoughts to the Gospel of Luke in chapter 12 and verse 20. Luke chapter 12 and verse 20. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? And in particular, the latter part of this verse, then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? We read to gather the context of this parable of the Lord Jesus Christ, as he warned those that came concerning the dividing of that inheritance, of that warning, beware of covetousness. And what is covetousness? It is that inordinate desire in the heart for that which we do not have. And this parable that he spoke to them concerning that rich man, the earth brought forth plentifully for him and built those great storehouses, thinking that he would be able to enjoy that he had in store for his life. But God. And how solemn a state it is to be in such a place, thinking that this world is, as it were, all that there is, that this life ends at death. And how many, perhaps, that you deal with, how many, and we speak lovingly and carefully and not in any judgmental way, but how many go on thinking that the end of their life will be the end of their existence? But the word of God in the book of the Hebrews declares that great truth. As it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Death, then judgment. Whose shall those things be? All that he had now left, death, then judgment. And the word of God in the Gospel of Matthew speaks of that day of judgment, when the Lord will come that second time upon this earth. As the angel spake to the disciples, the apostles gathered at Jerusalem, this same Jesus shall come again to judgment. And the scripture speaks of the sheep and the goats, of that separation, those that will be found in the Lord Jesus Christ and those outside of him. Those that the Lord will speak those words, come, thou blessed of the Lord, enter the kingdom prepared from the foundation of the world for you. And those outside of him, spoken of as the goats, cast into hellfire and damnation. Hell, the enduring wrath of Almighty God upon sinners. Those in Christ, those outside of him. And in the covenant of electing love and mercy, a people loved of God the Father, loved because he would love. No merit in them, all of his free and sovereign grace, and each one written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Each one will be found forever in heaven at last. And in that covenant, that people given unto the eternal Son, that he might be in the purposes of Almighty God, that one to redeem, that one that came into this world, took into union with his divine nature, our nature, body and soul, came to seek and to save that which was lost. And as we spoke this morning of the state of all mankind, for there is none righteous, no, not one. And in the book of Genesis, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning God. And in the purpose of Almighty God, Adam, created from the dust. Eve, is that help me? Created from the rib of Adam. And that union known between Adam and the Lord God, and that command given that they could eat of all the trees and all that fruit in the Garden of Eden except for that tree. And the Lord took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress and keep it. And the Lord God commanded man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And we read then how Eve was, well, that Adam giving names to the animals, and that institution of marriage after the formation or the creation of Eve. And then we read of the fall of mankind, of how Satan, as that fallen angel, as that serpent, came into the garden and tempted Eve, said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? The woman said, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, You shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said to the woman, Ye shall not surely die. Hath God said, Ye shall not surely die. And they took and partook of that fruit. The entering in of sin, unbelief, and the fruits of sin, disobedience, rebellion to the will and command of Almighty God. Their eyes opened, sewed fig leaves together to hide their nakedness. The Lord coming into that garden. Adam, where art thou? Where art thou? Try to hide from the Lord, and let none be deceived. There is no hiding from that all-seeing, all-knowing eye of Almighty God. And then the cursing. Of this earth, the cursing of Satan. And yet we read of that one that would bruise the head of Satan. That spoken concerning the foretelling of the promised one, the Messiah, even the Lord Jesus Christ. Thorns also and thistles shall the earth bring forth. Thou shalt eat the herb of the field, and the sweat of the face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. And those solemn words have redounded throughout this world since that time that the Lord spoke them. Yes, Enoch and Elijah translated, but in that course of events, even as we read later in Genesis of those long lives, those hundreds of years, and he died. Death, then judgment. And as we said previously, in the purposes of Almighty God, as we read in the Epistle to the Romans, as by one man sin entered into this world and death by sin, so through that precious work, the love, the wondrous love of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he laid his glory by, that he came into this world, took into union with his divine nature, our nature, body and soul, born of the Virgin, laid in that manger in Bethlehem, and how the earth resounded to those glorious good tidings given to the shepherds of that one. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That babe in Bethlehem, that one who came to seek and to save that was lost, that one who obeyed all the will and command of Almighty God. One who is righteous. One who laid down his life in that voluntary act. One who knew no sin, could not sin. Laid down his life for his people. In that sacrifice for sin. For without the shedding of blood, saith the Scripture, there is no remission. Bore was that cup in the Garden of Gethsemane, that cup full of the wrath of Almighty God due upon the sins of his people, your sins, my sins, if we are his, past, present, those to come. And upon the cross of Calvary, bore the wrath of Almighty God for that joy that was set before him. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? And that cry of triumph, it is finished. We would not digress, but at that time, crucifixion, the cruelest of death, where that one naturally that hung upon that cross died through exhaustion. And yet the dear Redeemer cried aloud, it is finished, gave up the ghost, laid in the tomb. And on the third day, as he spoke of himself, rose again. Sin, death, hell conquered. And in the covenant of electing love and mercy, the work of the Holy Spirit. As the Lord spake to Nicodemus of those things that he could not understand, despite all the learning that he had. Marvel not, said the Lord, that I say unto thee, he must be born again. Nicodemus says, can a man enter a second time into his mother's womb? But the Lord spoke of that birth, that spiritual birth, that work of the Holy Spirit, as the wind bloweth where it listeth, canst not tell the sound thereof whither it goeth. That work described in the heart of Lydia, whose heart the Lord opened. That work, as we look in our own hearts, and might the Lord search us out, those of his people, that work unlooked for, that time appointed, known of Almighty God, and in that work, a bringing of a sinner to see what they are, to see indeed that condemnation that we are in, that just condemnation of eternal hell, fire. As that one spoke upon the cross, seeing we are in the same condemnation, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And as that heart, that arrow went forth into the soul of that dying thief, so those eyes that had looked upon the Lord had mocked him with his fellow. But now those eyes brought to see a beauty in him. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom this day. Shalt thou be with me in paradise? The work of the Holy Spirit, the work of the new birth. And as that work is begun, as the scripture saith, that work, he that's begun that good work in you will carry it on unto the end. So the child of God, brought to walk out in that pathway that the Lord will have them to go, and yes, we spoke a little this morning of that warfare within, but that child of God, you and I, if we are his, brought to see that this world is not our home, brought to look, and we're not always there, but brought to those places, to look to that city whose builder and maker is God, that drawing out of our hearts to that prospect that is before each one of his people, an eternity in heaven at last with the dear Redeemer, even the Lord Jesus Christ, for all eternity. And it will be that concern, as we read in the chapter together to be ready, for how true are those words that we know not that time nor the hour when the Lord will come. And as we, again, we speak carefully, lovingly, not judgmentally, as we hear of those tragedies so-called, those lives recently lost in that aeroplane disaster, does it cause our hearts to tremble that we know not the time nor the hour when the Lord will come? Be ye also ready. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. To be ready. To be ready. And yes, we are in this world, but we trust, when we're in our right mind, not of it. And those times, perhaps, when we feel to be so taken up with it, yet there is that, I believe, in the child, in the heart of the child of God, that cannot be broken, cannot be quenched. There is that work begun, that work of the Holy Spirit, that hand that holds. Yes, a hand that corrects, but brings us to that remembrance that we are not our own, that we are bought with a price, even the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And these things of this world are but for a moment. We may sing the lines of that hymn, I can from all things parted be, except, dear Lord, from thee. But these things come close. These things come close. Our thoughts went to Abraham. Abraham, Abraham, take thine only son to that mountain, to that place. Take thine only son whom thou lovest, get thee into the land of Moriah, offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And that going forth, and Isaac speaks, my father, where is the lamb for a burnt offering? God will provide himself a lamb. And we read of that scene upon that mount. Isaac upon that altar. And in the purposes of Almighty God, behind Abraham, that ram caught in a thicket. Jehovah Jireh, in the mount, the Lord will be seen. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. But child of God, and we speak tremblingly when we say this, we know not what mount, what place the Lord will bring us in, that he might be seen in that delivering, in that providing for us. And as the Lord says, take no thought for the morrow, what ye shall put on, what ye shall eat. For one thing is needful, One thing is needful, Paul writes. Set your affection on things above, not on the things of this earth. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? Oh yes, right, that we should be prudent, we should be stewards of that which the Lord has given us. But how solemn, as we have said, to have no concern for the eternity that is before us each. How solemn we would not say, speak of self, but that day that one of our parents died, we had to go up to the prayer meeting with those words, without God and without hope in this world. How solemn to die without God and without hope in this world. How solemn are those words of the Lord. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul required of thee, then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? And Paul, writing to Timothy, speaks of these matters. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition, for the love of money, that covetous love of money, is the root of all evil, which some coveteth after, that have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Set your affections on things above, not on those things on the earth. And that sin of unbelief, that sin of doubting the power of Almighty God to provide, doubting the word of the Lord. And what, as we spoke of that fall of mankind, disobedience, rebellion. And if we know that heart that is in us, that taking up with that desire for those things that we have not. And Paul in the Hebrews writes in that 13th chapter in the first verse, before we come to that precious promise, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Precious promise, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. But it will be that stripping of us, of all that we would lean upon, of our own strength, our own ability, our own possession, that we might prove that faithfulness as that eye of faith is lifted up to trust in the Lord. I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. And our thoughts went also to that prayer of Hagar. Two things have I required of thee, deny me not them not before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies, give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee, and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. And dear Paul, writing to the Philippians, brought to that place, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And child of God, to be content with such things as we have, believing indeed that the Lord is able to supply our every need. And has been commented that in those times of need, perhaps known in previous centuries, where people had not that food upon their plate, and that grace needed to be content with what the Lord had provided, and believing that he was able to provide. But equally in those days of that rich provision, as in our own day, of the Lord to us, with food upon the plate, roofs over our head, clothes upon our back, to be content with what the Lord has given us, to have those eyes. And child of God, as the thought comes to mind, when do those that covetous thoughts arise, that unbelief? And we look in our own heart when we say this. Is it not perhaps as we go by a garage, go by or look upon something or see something in the paper or whatever it is, and our hearts drawn out to that, those eyes upon that which would draw us away, Oh, for that prayer, that desire to have those eyes fixed upon that one thing needful, even the Lord Jesus Christ, to see no man save Jesus only. And Paul also warns against that covetous spirit, as he again writes to the Colossians concerning covetousness, which is idolatry. And as we may have said before, what is an idol? How easy to look to different religions, the idols that they have, the statues and other such things and shrines. But oh, to look to those idols in our hearts, those of our family, those things in the workplace, those things in our lives, whatever they might be, what is an idol? That which would be in the place of the Lord. But oh, what a mercy. The Lord will not have any to reign in his place. And there is that bringing down of idols, that bringing down to that place and experience of it. The dearest idol I have known, whate'er that idol be, tear it from my heart, Lord, to worship only thee. And dear John, warning of that love of the world, closes that first epistle with those words, little children, keep yourselves from idols. Whose shall these things be? Then who shall these things be which thou hast provided? And we think of one dear saint, as she came to the end of her days, sat in her kitchen with her, and spoke of that holding of the world and the things of this life with a loose hand, that she could let them all go. That work of the Holy Spirit and that lifting up of those eyes from this world which will perish to that prospect which is beyond the grave for each one of his people. Heaven at last. No more sin, no more sorrow, no more crying. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Thou fool. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? What of the answer to that question concerning you, concerning me? Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £605, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Pocock will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Fred Ince next Lord's Day, and he will, God willing, administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. Let us close with hymn 723. Come, ye sinners, poor and wretched, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, joined with power. He is able, he is willing, doubt no more. Hymn 723.
Gracious Lord, do pardon what thou hast seen amiss, do grant that for our souls to feed upon. O Lord, might thou, O work mightily, might thou bring into concern where there is no concern. And O Lord, might thou help each one of thy people to go on. Oh, to be ready, for we know not the time nor the hour. O Lord, when thou wilt come, part us with thy blessing. Bless this people together. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the union and communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, both present and absent, both now and forever. Amen.